Okay. Is that and that's is that the kind that they have drawers in, or does it have a door in it, or what?
I might be wrong with this.
Well, you know, that's what you. This is
as far as my bureau, I'm thinking of the kind of thing that has a drawer, pull-out drawers.
Okay, it has
slide-out drawers.
Okay, and it doesn't have a door for a closet.
No.
Have you ever seen those that have like drawers and a door, maybe?
Yeah.
You ever heard of any terms for those?
Yeah, but I can't recall it this morning.
Okay. How about, you know, the things that you might put over your window to keep them light from coming in? What would you call that?
Shades.
Okay. Anything else you might call this?
Blinds.
Alright. How about a little room off the bedroom that you'd hang your clothes in? What do you call that?
Closet.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Alright. If a person didn't have you ever seen a house that possibly didn't have built-in closets? You know, they just had rooms. And if a person didn't have a built-in closet, they'd have a piece of furniture. Remember I was talking about earlier about a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a name for a piece of furniture that would have a...
No. They call them closets.
Okay. What about a little room that's off the kitchen where you might store canned goods or extra dishes or something? What'd you call that?
Closet.
That's a closet too. And any other name?
Storage room. Yeah.
Okay. How about what do you call old worthless furniture or stuff that? In other words, what do you call the stuff that you might throw away?
Garbage.
Okay. And would you call it garbage if it was things that you took out of your closet and put on the street? You call it garbage too? Or do you have a different term for that?
Trash.
Okay. I was just curious now, what impressions did you have of grade school? I mean, what's the things that you remember most about it?
Stuff to say, I don't know, I've got to be more specific.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, like when I was in grade school, I remember I had an English teacher, it just seemed like she was an ogre, you know, you know, it's like one of the one things I remember from that is, I think I still remember her name was Dismuke or something like that. You know, there's always some character or something that you remember.
Six different teachers. It's tough to say, you know, a lot of things.
Were you, would you consider yourself an average student, a good student, a poor student?
Average student, yeah.
Okay. And, did you get it? You said you got interested in sports about 7 years old?
Yeah.
Okay, that would have been about grade school, right?
All right.
So were you on any school teams there?
I didn't have any school teams there.
They didn't have school athletics in elementary. Did they have it in junior high?
Some.
Were you involved in that?
No, some. They had some. I was involved in a few teams. But, you know, not serious. It wasn't a big thing. High school was, you know.
You got involved in high school?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What about now? What did you in junior high and high school? What courses did you consider yourself excelling in? Let's put this. What were your best courses?
Junior high and high school. Probably. It's tough to say. Yeah, they were all about the same. English, social sciences. I don't know.
Socials, you like them better?
Yeah.
You know, the ones you got along well with, not so much, it might even be ones that you didn't get the best grades with, you know.
The ones you enjoyed the most?
Yeah, you know, the ones that you like.
English, I guess.
You like that? What aspects of it did you like? You know, did you like the grammar part? Did you like learning about grammar?
I like the grammar, just used to read stories and stuff.
Okay. Pertaining to the grammar part, what do they have you learn? What kind of grammar did you learn?
We're supposed to learn the whole gambit. You know, subject, predicate, prepositions, phrases.